Praise God, praise God, praise God. We are always admonished to be listeners. See, it is better to listen than to speak. See, it is our hearing that brings about salvation. Hearing. Continuous hearing. Because hearing awakens man to God's kingdom. When we say hearing, our hearing, we're speaking about hearing from the voice of God, hearing from the voice of the Spirit, not from the voice of men, not from the voice from that which is from the dust below, but from that which is from above, from the Father of lights. Praise God. Hearing establishes us in truth. It, you know, establishes us in an inheritance that is immovable. Because you discover that all the things you run about for as men, you go left, right, center, everywhere searching as men, our ambitions and all our the things that motivate us as men, in reality, are coming to naught. They are what's coming to naught. Naught. So you don't want to come to a place where you just discover that you have nothing. So that's why the message to the church in Laodicea says, you think that you are rich, you think that you've gathered goods unto yourself, but you don't know how wretched, how poor you are as a man, how empty you are as a man. See, you can just, as a man, you can just wake up someday and discover that you don't have even a pin. You are nothing. See, but that man who exercises himself to listen in prayers, in listening, even as you go about your daily business, as you go about your things, you are always having your mind and your heart focused on what is beyond the veil of human reasoning. Praise God, at times, you know, they come to tap you, that, where are you, where are you? You know, at times I come across people and that time they tap me and they wonder, where are you? Are you here with us? It's good to be caught up in God's presence, always in fellowship. Praise God. Now, when John the Apostle saw the Alpha and the Omega in the book of Revelation chapter 1, observe that the particular characteristic that was first mentioned was the voice that was like the voice, it sounded like the voice of what? A trumpet. So when he heard the Alpha and Omega speak, he first of all heard the voice like a trumpet. And when John finally saw him, his first charge to John was, relay these messages. Write down these things you are about to see and relay these messages to the churches which are dispersed upon the earth. Praise God. And you will notice that it's very important that the voice of the trumpet, the message, goes to the churches. It is how they will hear it, how they can read it, how they can perceive it, seeing eyes and hearing ears, how they can see what the Lord is saying and how they can hear it. It's what gives them the goods of the kingdom. Praise God. It's what gives them the good of the kingdom. In fact, if you observe, there's something that we must observe as we read on. You notice that all the messages to the seven churches always ends up with that same phrase, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. Now, who is the Spirit? What is the Spirit? Because you say we hear Holy Ghost and people think that Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit is, or the Spirit of God is some kind of external body that God sends to the world. But you can see that the spirit that is being referred to in the messages to the churches is actually the Alpha and the Omega, which is Christ. Because Christ is the one who relays the messages, isn't it? He says, send these messages that you are hearing to the churches. Praise God. Send these messages to the churches. And when these messages are being relayed to the churches, it always ends up with, mind how you hear what the Spirit says to the churches. So you can see that the Lord is the Spirit. The Alpha and the Omega is the Spirit. Jesus Christ is the Spirit. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. So you see, when we hear things like, I will send you the Holy Ghost will be with you, the Holy Ghost will show you things to come, it's actually the Lord, amen, working in us, praise God, to bring about remembrance, to bring about awakening, and to gather us back unto Himself. Oh, hallelujah. To gather us back unto the Lord so that we can partake of the eternal inheritance which is the Lord's. If you look throughout the book of Revelation, you will observe, always observe, there is only one. There is only one in the book of Revelation. There is one that sits upon the throne. There's one who John saw in heaven appearing as the Alpha and the Omega. Oh, hallelujah. There's one who inhabits that realm. It's God's kingdom. In the book of Revelation, you notice there's only one name by which every creature is called in heaven. There's only one that every creature beholds in heaven. There is only one which every creature worships in heaven. And that is the Lord, who is the Spirit. Praise God. And what the Spirit will simply do, or what the Spirit is doing today, is awakening us to the fact that we are in that one Spirit, that one body. Praise God. That is why John and Paul says in his letters that we are one spirit with the Lord. See, 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 17 says that he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit with the Lord. And this is the thing that the Lord is trying to awakening the sons of God to, that we all begin to learn to live by that eternal one, which in reality is our true self. We must understand that we are that one that sits upon the circle of the earth. We must understand that we are that one who lives forever. So we must understand that we are that one who is the bright and morning star. We must be realized that we are that one who is clothed with a light garment. We are Him, because besides Him there is no other one. To receive this revelation and walk in it requires a humbling of ourselves, because in reality the barrier to attaining to that high place in God has always been what we perceive to be our identities as human beings. See, we must abandon every perception we've had of ourselves as people who are independent of that one who is above all and who is through all. Praise God. The Spirit of God elevates man and brings man back to that knowledge of himself as the one who inhabits eternity. See, this is where our healing comes. This is where our liberation comes, our fear, our deliverance from bondages of the flesh, deliverance from corruption that is in this world. It's in, first of all, knowing who we are and walking in that reality right now. Because we don't need some kind of external sign, something to happen for us to now begin to walk in that reality. But right now, as we are hearing, we have to begin to walk as Him that lives forever. Praise God, we are being gathered together right now with the myriads of saints that form the body of the Lord. Myriads of saints in reality is one. Praise God. And now we are beginning to comprehend things that the natural religious mind cannot understand. In fact, Jesus Christ, before he left the scene, told the disciples there are certain things he wanted to tell them, but they were not in that position to receive it at that time. Now let us hear this thing. Go to John chapter 16 verse 12. I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will what? He will guide you what? Into all truth. For he will not speak of himself, but whatever he shall hear, that he shall speak, and he shall show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you, and all the things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said, he shall take of mine and shall show it unto thee. Praise God. A little while you shall not see me, and again a little while you shall see me, because I go to the Father. Praise God. So you see, Jesus Christ was saying here that he had things to say to the disciples at that time, but they would not be able to bear them. Praise God. Now those things that Jesus Christ said, even in the days of his flesh, some of these things have been taken out of place, and have, you know, religion has taken a hold of those letters of Jesus. When Jesus Christ says, go into the world, baptize people in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and the Holy Ghost, lay your hands on the sick, and the many, many works we see today, the many, many quotations of the works of Jesus, people don't realize those things are parables. See, many of those things are parables. See, people say that Jesus Christ said this, therefore they have to do it this way. Jesus Christ, but there is no way people could have comprehended, or people of this world can comprehend the words of Jesus, because he spoke with a spiritual tongue, a spiritual language that is not of this world. Oh, praise God. That is why most of us are not accepted today in the greater, in the outer world, in the religious world. We are not accepted because some of the things we speak don't seem to agree with the letters that they perceive in the Bible. I have certain things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. In your humanity, you can't bear them. They are too heavy. And they are way out. Things that look blasphemous. Things that look illegal. Praise God. And what are these things that Jesus Christ had to say that disciples could not understand? It's what we have been preaching over the years. that we are one spirit with the Lord. Praise God. That we are the one that inhabit eternity. And we must awaken to this reality to enter into our rest. Praise God. The Holy Ghost is called the Comforter. See, Jesus Christ, I will say, I will pray the Father to give you another Comforter that He might abide with you forever. Praise God. Even the Spirit of Truth, which the world cannot receive because it seeth it not, neither knoweth it. I just read John chapter 14, verse 16. See, it says that I will give you a Comforter, which is the Spirit. It is the Lord Himself. It's our gathering with that union. It's our fellowship with that union. Praise God. It's a Comforter because your comfort and your consolation is your realizing the fact that I and the Father are one, and nothing can ever be tampered with or taken away from you. Your comfort is realizing that you are the divine one. See, you are the one that lives forever. Your comfort is realizing that besides you, there is no other thing. Oh yes, the outer body might grow old. Oh yes, things in the outer world might change. Your children might change attitude at certain times. People with that might betray you. You see, as people out in the outer world evolve over time, see, and there's betrayals and bitterness and many things around us in this world, but we have comfort in the Lord when we know our life is the Lord and the Lord's life is our life. When we know that we are one with the Lord, that the Lord is our identity. The Holy Spirit will comfort you. It will remind you of these things. See it. You can't let bitterness and hurts and the many sorrows and tribulations of this world affect you when you are working to realize who you are. In the midst of a perverse generation, you can reign in life, in joy, in peace, in harmony, as you have the fellowship with the Holy Ghost, the Comforter. See, as you fellowship in the Lord, as you commune with the Lord. Because your communion with the Lord opens a door into an eternal realm where things can never change, where things don't grow old, where things don't wear out, where things don't destroy. You see it? Now, sorrow takes a hold of us when we think, when we perceive what we think is our life being taken away from us. When things in this physical world begin to change, some women will look at the mirror and they begin to reminisce, begin to think years back how they looked and how they look now. Forget that. Hold on to your true life, your true divine life. Recognize the Christ in you and exercise yourself in it. Walk in that reality. And you are free from the wasting that is in the outer world. Praise God, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will abide forever. And I am that incorruptible word. I am the Spirit. And I'm eternal in the heavens. This is not my world. This is not my realm. I might appear in this realm for a season, but this is not my world. Praise God. We must awaken to the reality that we are from eternity and we inhabit eternity. Recognize our divine selves, that sickness, change has no power over. The elements of change and the things of this outer world has no power over what we are, who we are. In our growing in this realization is what comforts us, so that our joy can never be taken away from us. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we have sweet communion with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, the Comforter. Praise God. John chapter 14 verse 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatever I have said to you." Everything that we lost, see it. You know, when we became men, we lost the knowledge that we are that one. See, we lost the knowledge that we came out of the Father, that we are part of the Father, that we are one with the Father. We lost the knowledge and we became very poor. Poor creatures of the dust, struggling to make ends meet. See, one day does not pass without, you know, fear, troubles, and all the things that this world has to offer. And we all became creatures of fear. See, creatures of anxiety. And in our anxiety, we trample on one another. See, take advantage of one another, do all kind of abominable things. We became, you know, slayers of father, murderers, liars, idolaters. But now the Comforter has come to restore the peace that is of God. Jesus Christ says, "I give you a peace that the world cannot give you. A peace that the world cannot understand." It's a stillness and a joy that is not of this world, is not found in this world. The peace and the stillness of paradise. See, far above all the principalities and powers, far above all the turbulence in this world, far above all the problems, the pains and the hurts of this world, in a place of perfect stillness, where nothing can ever be taken away from us. That is the dimension God has given to us. See, as we listen and fellowship with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. I came out of the Father and I ascend back into the Father. Because I go to the Father. I go to the Father is the mindset of every man who hears what the Spirit of God is saying in this hour. Because all that the Spirit of God will do is to gather you back into the Father. And I tell you, beside the Father, there is no other one. Praise God. Our Father who art in heaven. How can you enter heaven? How can you enter heaven? It's by awakening to the fact that I am the Father I want. And this is what the remembrance of the Spirit of God does as we fellowship daily with Him. See, it needs stillness, quietness, attitude of prayer, and an attitude, you know, to receive continuously from the Spirit. Because God is always speaking. I've seen it all through my life. I've always observed these invisible forces of God speaking and moving and trying to educate man or educate me on the things that pertain to God's kingdom. Praise God. Everything forgotten in the realm of, you know, forgetfulness. You know, this world is a realm of forgetfulness. Men have forgotten everything pertaining to that which is God. But the Comforter brings remembrance. See, Comforter brings remembrance, and in remembrance we are comforted. In remembrance we are what? We are comforted. Your comfort will not come by riches, gathering riches upon the earth. Your comfort will not come in being accepted by men. True comfort will not come, you know, in working in relation with men or achieving anything in this life. It comes simply by remembrance of your life as the one that lives forever. Hallelujah. So we are called to exercise ourselves in this thing day and night. Praise God. The Lord is the Spirit. See it. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, liberation, freedom. Freedom from death, freedom from everything that this world has got to offer. There's total freedom. Hallelujah. Where the Spirit of God is, there is the power, there is the glory, there is everything that is God's. See, but we all, with open face, as in a glass, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory. See, we are changed, or rather, we are awakening back. Praise God. A change as you are waking back. Oh, hallelujah. A change as you are waking back to the reality that you are in. Open face. A veil that was over the face is torn. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know what John saw in the book of Revelations when he saw the Alpha and Omega? He was actually beholding the Lord with an open face. Because what John saw, the visions of the things of the heavenlies, the things of the ages to come have been veiled from all mankind, isn't it? That's why men grope in darkness. But today this veil has been removed, and we are beholding with open face the mystery of God, the mystery of Christ, the mystery of life, the mystery of our true identity. And as we behold these things, there is a change, an awakening to the same. Praise God. From glory to glory. We are changed into that same image, which is the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord is the Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord inhabits eternity. And that is our realm. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. That is our realm. With patience and prayerfulness, let us receive this gift from God with gratitude. With prayers, let us abandon everything we thought was our life and lay a hold on that one life, which is the life of the Father. Praise God. Like Jesus, let every man awaken in his mind and say, I go to the Father. I awake to the Father. I ascend to the Father. Ascend to the Father in my consciousness. Hallelujah. And let this thing be real right now. Praise God. The only way to enter into heaven is to awaken into the Father. Praise God. As a man, you cannot see heaven. As a man, you can't know heaven. All your works cannot create a heaven for you. All your works cannot create paradise for you. You can only find the realm of bliss and joy in awakening to the fact that I and the Father are this one and the same thing. Praise God. All you need is just a revelation. And exercise yourself in this reality. Of course, there is a need to exercise yourself, because You've lived a life for so long, and at times you have to shake off, you know, the lie. Praise God. That's why it says you exercise yourself in godliness, exercise yourself in this, in newness of life. Put on Christ, put on your Father, put on the nature of your Father, and walk in it. This is the key to heaven. Praise God. Hallelujah. In our daily life, we must open our eyes daily and learn to recognize that there is only the Lord. Amen. Open our eyes in the Spirit. See, you notice when Jesus Christ looked up into the heavens, today you don't have to look up physically, but you have to look up spiritually. Perceive things spiritually. And when you perceive things spiritually, you begin to see the Lord through all men, in all men, as all men. See, the judging, condemnation, criticism, see it, and all the things we do to one another is no more when we lift up our heads to see the one that inhabits eternity. Every man must lift up his eyes to the heavens and see the one that lives forever. Praise God. You remember Abraham, when Abraham was sitting by the trees of Mamre? The Bible says in the heat of the day, he was sitting under a shade. And you know what happened? Abraham lifted up his head. He lifted up his eyes. And who did he see? He saw the Lord. Open your eyes. Lift up your eyes. And you will see the Lord in all men, through all men, as all men. And it will keep you from trouble. It will purify you. Hallelujah. It will wash you. Hallelujah. Of course, there are acid tests you will face when you begin to do this, when you begin to walk in this reality. But Jesus Christ averted that there is a price you must pay. And what is the price? You must lose all. You must be prepared to what? To lose all. To gain me. Praise God. Every man must come to the place where he can say, the prince of the world cometh and he finds nothing in me. See, he finds what? Nothing in me. Because if the prince of the world finds something in you, that will be a contact point to cause turbulence in your life. Praise God. If the prince of the world comes and finds something in you, we're talking of any trace of carnality, any trace of anything that is not of the Father, it will cause your boat to rock. It will cause you to sink down into the sea. Praise God. We must have a revelation of who we are, our true spiritual nature, our true spiritual identity. Praise God. Lay hold on that. It will keep us from the problems that this life has to offer. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the Spirit is our life. The Lord is our life. The Spirit is our life. The Lord is the Spirit. And we are one with the Spirit. Let every man awake to this reality. This is the salvation of the Lord. Praise God, along with this reality comes the power, the glory, and the beauty, and everything that pertains to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for this revelation. Let the Spirit of God work in us. Let us continuously abide in the sweet fellowship of the Holy Ghost, having time always to reflect, to meditate on these things that we've heard, and to walk in them. So let there be strengthening in the inner man. Let the people comprehend, be able to comprehend the riches in glory. Hallelujah. Riches in glory that is in Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you because you have spoken. Hallelujah. Let there be deliverance. Let yokes be broken. Let there be a lifting up. Hallelujah. Let every man know you from the least to the greatest. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. When we are praying, did the Lord show you something? Can you share with us?
Yes. Praise the Lord. As we conclude the prayer, the Lord showed me a crown. The crown for the kings. Those who are with the red, with gold plated, well dressed to be presented for the king.
Amen, amen. A crown of life. Hallelujah. The crown of life. Crown of kingship, divinity, that the Lord has freely offered to those who can hear what the Spirit says to the church in this day. Hallelujah. Labor. Continue in the world and see that no man robs you of your crown. No man's wisdom. Don't let the darkness of this world, the troubles of this world, rob you of your crown of life. Continue in the revelation. May you be blessed. Amen.